At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
NC State made their first big splash in the basketball, men's basketball transfer portal last night. And it's a big splash in a few different ways. Dontrez Styles committed to NC State. First, local guy, Kinston native, right? So there's an element of coming home. But let's look at it from the two ways that it's a splash. First of all, he's a 6'6 scoring wing that averaged 13 points and 6 rebounds in the Big East last year at Georgetown. It's a big splash in that NC State needs scorers, and he might be able to fill one of those roles. If you remember, guess who averaged just about the exact same points per game in his previous season before transferring to NC State? DJ Horn was a 12 and change scorer at Arizona State the year before coming to NC State. So Styles is a 12 and change, almost 13 point per game scorer in his year at Georgetown before coming to NC State. Second, it's a player that started his career at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
Played 2 years at UNC, made a big shot against Baylor for UNC. And
that was in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
On the year
to get to the Sweet 16.
And they made the run to the Final Four. So
a lot of people forget about that shot. That was massive because Brady Manick got a flagrant two in that game and was out.
There's going to be a test of restraint by a couple fan bases in this one. I'm not sure if I would really want to see Dontrez Styles mentions and DMs to laugh at him, or if I'm terrified to see what his mentions and DMs say right now, because people can get carried away. What I know is this. He spent a year at Georgetown. I don't know if that softens it at all. It's kind of like Brett Favre going to the Jets for a little bit and then still ending up in Minnesota. It's like Packers fans are still mad that he ended up in Minnesota. There are certain lines that fans would never cross that players might. That's one of them. Kevin Keats has been chasing Styles for years. And by chasing might be the wrong word. That makes it sound creepy. Recruiting, trying to get a commitment from Styles for years. Out of high school, recruited him heavily. And when he went to Georgetown, recruited him heavily. So State fans, hey, guess what? Maybe the Final Four made things different. Right? The glow up. Right? You were pursuing this recruit two other times, didn't work. Suddenly you make it to the Final Four, and it's like, oh, you have been working out. Look at that. Yeah, you know what? You can give me a call. Here you go. Something's different about you.
Let's catch up. Let's have lunch.
Yeah, I mean, oh, gosh. Did you always look like this? Wow. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Another point as we transition out of that little weird role play on a Friday.
So it was weird.
I did. Huh. I was the one that was getting lost. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700. It's interesting. This is that because there's another bit of transfer portal news, which is Sean Stewart of Duke is hitting the transfer portal. There's some roles being switched around in the triangle. What I mean by that is NC State was transfer U. They're bringing in a player who's coming home, a player who is fitting a specific role within their roster that is largely complete. O'Connell, Diarra, Jaden Taylor, Dennis Parker Jr., Ben Middlebrooks. There's a good amount of players that are already in place.
Breon Pass, Dennis Parker Jr., like you said, MJ Rice.
MJ Rice, all of them.
Like seven guys.
So they're now the group that's like looking for one, two specific pieces in the portal. They were transfer you the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were opening their arms, come one, come all. Everybody's welcome. Duke, meanwhile, has lost 7 players to the transfer portal this offseason. If you include Jared McCain and Kyle Filipowski, who are going pro, they've lost 9 players that still had eligibility left.
Yeah, and then add Ryan Young, who graduated, is out of eligibility. It's 10 guys.
10 players. They're essentially returning Caleb Foster and Tyrese Proctor. When you don't say they're returning, like, you know, 8 guys, 2 starters, when you say they're returning Tyrese and Caleb, that says something when it's easier to just name the people that are staying rather than the ones that are leaving. That's the flip, right? Duke was the team that brought back 4 starters last year. Everybody else is hitting the portal. They didn't really have to. They were going to home grow stuff. Now, Duke is, I mean, unless they're just going to play Tyrese Proctor, Caleb Foster, and freshmen, it can't be homegrown. They're going to have to hit the portal heavily. State, meanwhile, I'd say one more person they're going to bring in the portal.
Maybe.
But with Styles, they have a bit of a complete roster,
mm-hmm,
as far as position coverage, and there's no glaring holes. UNC, somewhere in between, we need to know about RJ Davis and Harrison Ingram. But they've been kind of that middle team, that middle ground between no transfers and all the transfers for the last few years.
Yeah, they're so, the blend.
Yeah, they're the rosé.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Friday, right? Let's go crazy.
Get weird.
So I look at this and think, one, you make the Final Four, everybody wants to come back, right? You lose 2 games to UNC. You bring in a strong recruiting class. You go 1-and-done in the ACC tourney. You lose to an ACC team in the Elite Eight. Maybe there's less people super excited to come back. By the way, I just described Duke season. The transfer portal giveth, the transfer portal taketh away. Do you know what the Duke season compared to NC State season is going to be judged off of? Duke season is now judged off of what they do with those 5 scholarships they have available. 5. How do they use them in the portal? State is 1 or 2. And then how do they develop the players that are on the roster? Is Jaden Taylor going to step into the DJ Horn role and be that distant shooter / perimeter scorer? Is Mo Diarra going to step up and be more of a down-low scorer? How do you develop your individuals when they're staying rather than Duke, which is how do you, you know, go out and select the guys you want to add? And then there's the whole Cooper Flag thing. Think Cooper Cup can ball?
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably a good golfer. He's a good bowler. He's one of those guys, isn't he?
Hey, he is a professional athlete.
But not every – some professional athletes, you put a golf club in their hand, it's looked like they've never had hand-eye coordination in their lives.
Yeah.
Some, it's like, oh, what is this sport? Golf? I've never played before. What do? I hit the – all right, birdie.
Yeah.
Oh, jerk.
You just went 290 off the tee? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Should I move my hips more? What do I do? Get out of here.
How do you keep score?
Yeah, exactly.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
I'm just gonna start most segments by just saying Canes tomorrow, game 1, round 1, postseason, Islanders, PNC Arena. There's towels involved.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do it. But sometimes I do think we need to just to kind of recalibrate. we need to pretend to go outside our own Carolina bubble, right? Because, I mean, we know what Carolina brings to the table, right? But outside of our Carolina bubble, are they still Stanley Cup or bust? Does everyone else look at them the same way?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN.com put out a the rundown. Like, this is what every team has. Here's why they could win the cup. Here's why they couldn't. And then there was a bold prediction there. And ESPN.com, and basically the bold prediction, they called it bold. It was just their prediction for each team. You know how I feel if you listen often enough about calling something bold. When like they didn't have a section for just prediction or how they think the team's going to go. They had a section that they called bold prediction, and then they guessed how each team would finish. And in that section, I have the exact sentence in front of me. I'm going to read it for you. Carolina charts an unstoppable course straight on to the Eastern Conference Finals. But once again, the Hurricanes lose steam and can't make the cup final.
Boo!
That's from ESPN.com. That is, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, like I agree with it.
Who wrote that?
That is, I think, how part of the country looks at Carolina.
Okay, that's fine. That's right. National hockey media hates Carolina Hurricanes. Don't get me started on that, but go on.
A good part of the national media thinks of Carolina as a great regular season team. DraftKings Sportsbook has the Canes as the betting favorite to win it all at +650. The shortest odds of all of the NHL teams in both conferences. However, Panthers, Oilers, Avalanche are all tied for second best odds at just +700. That's pretty close. That is a good jumble at the top. It is not a juggernaut. So my point is this. This is a year. Again, we're trying to get outside our Carolina bubble. We know how well they've been playing. We know what Gensel has done for them. We know all of that. But outside of our bubble, the people that have to try to pay attention to all the teams, both conferences, every division, I think they're looking for reasons to eliminate teams from this jumble at the top, right? There's 6, 7, 8, 9 teams that they think they could talk themselves into winning the Stanley Cup. There is not, as there sometimes is, one team, a gap, other teams, right? There's not that, oh, if they lose, I'll be surprised team. So you're looking for reasons to eliminate, right? All right, if I have to pick one, that means I have to find reasons to pick against the other. And it seems too easy for everybody else to say, well, yeah, the Canes are good, but no, they never make it. Right? That's just become a reputation. And that's part of what this season is about. It's about taking all of those doubters or all of those people that have put the Canes in a box. Right? And the box being, oh yeah, you're a good team. Right? It's almost worse than saying you're a bad team. Right? If somebody was coming out and saying, the Canes don't have the talent, I'd be going like, all right, we can argue about that. I really don't like the national media when they say, no, the Canes have everything, but they just don't win the big one. Because it's harder to argue with, right? It's harder to dig your heels in and fight back against that until they fight back against it on the ice. Right? I've said this a billion times. I had to say this earlier in the week when Coby Whitehead scored 42 in a play-in game after I said UNC didn't have NBA stars. You have to play the games. You don't play them on paper. You don't play them with your reputation, right? Just because a player is seen as clutch doesn't mean you don't make them make the shot. Just because a team is seen as, oh, they always overachieve, doesn't mean that they don't have to go out there and overachieve again. Just because the Canes have been eliminated before winning it all in the past, someone's going to have to eliminate him if you want to keep that up. And they have to go out there with that chip on their shoulder. They are the favorite when it comes to betting odds to win the whole darn thing. But there is no real behemoth out there, them included, that would make it a huge upset if they didn't win. So you have to make it out of a crowded chase to win it all. There's no distance between you and second. You have to make it out of a crowded group to cross the finish line first. And the new guys are going to have to be a part of that. Right? Because the reputation, they don't win the big one, they don't win the ultimate prize. That was the Canes. You know, we played the highlights from last year's Islanders series, right? Mm-hmm. It was Paul Stastny.
Yeah, Paul Stastny, series clincher.
He's not here anymore.
Nope.
That you made changes to the roster in order to try to get further. Guentzel, Kuzi, Orlov. Let's hear from Seth Jarvis, guy that was around last year, on those three names, Guentzel, Kuzi, and Orlov.
I think you see how they don't make it such a big deal. I think they don't overwhelm themselves with the moment, and that's the biggest thing I think we can all take away from that. And those long runs is you can't be afraid of the moment. And I think they do a really good job at showing that.
That's exactly what I want to hear. They're not afraid of the moment. They don't get rattled by the moment. That's an underrated part of those three guys. Like, I don't think it's an accident that the three big acquisitions that the Canes have brought in since last year's loss in the Eastern Conference Finals all already have rings. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that is the Don Waddell, the Rod Brind'Amour way of dealing with why is our reputation what our reputation is. Why does ESPN.com feel comfortable writing Carolina charts an unstoppable course straight on to the Eastern Conference Finals, but once again, the Hurricanes lose steam and can't make the Cup Final. Why do they feel comfortable writing that?
I also want to know why ESPN also feels comfortable that they have the Toronto Maple Leafs winning the whole damn thing when last year was the first year that the damn Toronto Maple Leafs have won a playoff series since 2004. Oh, congratulations. You got to the second round last year, Maple Leafs. Good bleeping job. But you're going to write them in? I'm sorry. Yeah, you got Austin Matthews. Cool. But guess what you have?
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.